certainly.
Real good port. Very good push. Late minutes of this game. So, Charlie, if you're Coach Lulia right now, certainly up six in the driver's seat. Certainly in the driver's seat right now. What are you telling your players?
If I'm Port Washington right now, I'm just saying that the most important thing is perimeter defense. Not letting Syosset get three-point opportunities, not letting Syosset get the opportunity to convert on those three-point opportunities. It's all about perimeter defense at this point, Jasper. That's the one thing that matters. If the Port Washington Vikings can play perimeter, good perimeter defense, lockdown perimeter defense, prevent Syosset from getting a three-point shot, then they win this game and they head on to the semifinals.
So that's with the inbound. Bounce pass to Lindemann. Lindemann, isolation guarded by Griffin. Here's Breslow bringing it up. Sivets driving in. Gets his own rebound. Lindemann for three. No good. Can't get it to fall. Airballs it. Port Washington now has the ball. Port Washington is going to try and dribble this one out. Burn time on the shot clock. Port Washington going to call timeout. About 30 seconds left in the game. As a missed opportunity for the Syosset Braves. And the Port Washington Vikings are in the driver's seat to win this one, Jasper.
I think Coach Dooley is telling his players right now, offensively,
don't give up the ball. But I think you do not give up the ball. Certainly up six.
And assumption that the Port Vikings win this game, how do you think they match up after a performance like this against the Uniondale Knights?
Well, certainly they'll go into the semifinal game playing with confidence. Ultimately, they beat the Syosset Braves.
And another interesting thing that I'm sure Coach Dooley is telling his team is to not do anything too fancy that could risk an injury now going in. Up against Uniondale if the Vikings win the game. Another interesting thing to keep note of, the Vikings don't, Coach Sean Dooley doesn't want any of his players to get injured at this stage in the game ahead of a critical semifinal game against Uniondale.
So Carlin with the inbound of six. Finds out the man is Schmitz. Right hand layup. No good. Baltimore gets fouled.
So you hear Port Washington fan base and the Syosset fan base jabbing at each other once again. It looks like Port Washington is going to win this one and advance to the semifinal. So Vikings up 56-49. Schmitz makes this one 57-49. Schmitz gets it to fall. So that's for three. Can't get it to fall. Trenman with the rebound. Syosset is going to foul Trenman. Trenman's going to get free throw opportunities. Port Washington going to advance. Yeah, I saw a class couple of
my final. Number 22, Ben Lindemann.
It'll be a fun game to watch.
His like, second.
And Uniondale. Somebody with OPM at student Farmingdale College.
Uniondale split the season series against the Port Vikings this year, but coming off a performance like this where they dug deep, stayed persistent, and pull out the victory against a tough Syosset team. Anything can happen, and the Port Washington Vikings can win that game, surely.
Certainly, when Port has all cylinders firing offensively and defensively, I feel like they have the capability to defeat any team in Nassau County.
So Breslow now for three. Schwarzman blocks it.
Vikings are going to hold the ball. And the poor Washington Vikings are going to win this one and advance to the semifinals. Thank you all for watching. Make sure you stay tuned for the semifinal match Sunday, March 1st at SUNY Carbondale. Thank you all for watching. I'm Charlie Mark.
We had 50 viewers at once.
That's good. Can you hear? Did you say that?
Yeah, it's loading.
All right, and then share the story.
Yeah, well.